Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everyone. This is Starscast, also a.k.a., as I tweet all the time, I'll put Natalie, a.k.a. Starscast. That's my other name. I own starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. And each week from 7 to 8 on Monday, we have a great topic discussion. Following that, we have mini-readings, one-question mini-readings. Tonight, we will be talking about unconditional love versus unconditional giving, which I think is one of the greatest topics, and it kind of falls in line with last week. And with me tonight is Stars Maya and Stars Dragon Spirit, who are both on the site, constantly on the site. Welcome, ladies. How are you tonight?
Good.
Okay. Well, Stars Maya, you can start it off anytime you wish while I get to the callers.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Miss Natalie. Hello, everyone. This is Stars Maya. And first and foremost, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you. We appreciate all of our listeners. And I'd also like to say hello to everyone in the chat room, the experts and the visitors or clients. I think we all feel it's a team effort. And so I really want to acknowledge how important the folks that work and run the chat room and how much we appreciate folks that listen and then visit the chat room. So we're so glad to have you. And, yeah, I really feel that this subject matter, this topic is very important, and I'm going to start out, I think, by just defining a little bit what it means to me. So unconditional love, I feel, is our ability as human beings to love someone, to feel an emotion towards someone, and the analogy that I think I'm going to use is, I know we're not all parents, but how certainly we all have had parents. So how a parent would feel towards a child, our emotion for them remains unchanged. The love remains unchanged. When we look at unconditional giving, there's a very big difference between the two of those because unconditional love, I feel, is healthy, is something that's important to have for children, for friends, for family members. Even our pets, often we have unconditional love for. But unconditional giving can put us sometimes at risk for becoming involved in a dysfunctional relationship or involved in a situation where things become out of balance. And so we do not have to, in order to have unconditional love, we do not have to necessarily have unconditional giving because of those feelings. We do have choices. We don't always have a choice on the emotions and the feelings that we have, but we do have choices on what we're going to give or what we're going to allow ourselves to give and what the reciprocation is of that giving. So unconditional giving can sometimes be not always the best for us, and so we need... Hopefully our listeners can take a look at this and start to kind of ask themselves if perhaps they have a relationship. Again, of course, romantic relationships are the first relationships that come to mind for a lot of us. But even a friendship or any relationship can move in that direction. And the only other thing I'll say before turning it over to Stars Dragon Spirit is that I see unconditional giving as sometimes also, I believe, that it can be enabling behavior by giving regardless of what's being given back or what is being received by the person that is giving the unconditional giving. A lot of giving give there. So with that, hi, Stars Dragon Spirit. What's your take on this topic?
Thank you, Stars Maya, and hello to everyone who's here tonight. This, again, as usual, can be a very broad topic. Unconditional love, as you said, in relationships, you know, from my point of view, and this is my point of view, when you're in any type of a relationship, you're going to love that person regardless of their actions. Now, their actions don't necessarily reflect the person. But unconditional love, you're going to feel, like you said, it's going to be a broad spectrum. It could be your pets. It could be your children. It could be a friend that you've known for a long time, so forth and so on. And that's just most of our human nature is unconditional love. Regardless of what somebody has thrown at us, we still love them because, again, it's actions. Insofar as unconditional giving, that's one that I've been surrounded by a lot with friends, clients, families, and so forth. A lot of times people will do something out of the good of their heart, and, you know, they will give and give, and they don't necessarily look to have anything reciprocated, not to get anything back. And then again, there are others, as you said, Stars Maya, that do it to enable someone. There's an underlying cause, you know, and they do it because they're expecting something in return. So I would have to look at the, you know, unconditional, meaning there is no ties to it. There is no, well, I'll do this if you do this for me. That to me is not unconditional giving. When I do something, do it for that person. Do it, you know, for your neighbor or whomever it is that you're feeling this towards. But, you know, I catch myself, and again, this is my opinion, I catch myself because I don't want to expect anything in return. If I care about someone and want to do something, I'm going to give it to them regardless. But also, as you said, Stars Maya, you have to look for the enabling factor. Are you doing it for other reasons? Is there an underlying cause that you're doing so much giving? And are you giving to the point to where it's hurting you personally? Something that you don't have to give and you're going to need. I think that's a dividing line there. And same with the unconditional love. You can love a lot of people. You can care about a lot of people. But if somebody is throwing it back to you and you have just given this person and given them love and everything and they just keep throwing it back to you in a negative way, I think an individual needs to look at that. It's not that you're making an error. It just means, you know, look at who you're giving it to and make sure you're not getting beat up for it. So, again, I think there's a dividing line there that some of us need to look at. And that's my perspective on it right now.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Stars Dragon Spirit. And this is Stars Maya again. And I'd like to remind everyone, too, and I thank Stars Dragon Spirit for pointing that out, that please know that we're sharing our insight, guidance, and wisdom with you based on our years of experience and our professionalism in the spirituality category, cluster, world, whatever. That doesn't mean that these are the only views or that, you know, our way is the right way. We're just simply sharing with you things that we've come to know. So what I'd like to look at is, I'm going to take this a little bit further. Unconditional love, I feel, is a little bit beyond our control, and I don't see that that's a problem as far as an emotion that we feel. Again, I don't think we can always control the love that we feel for someone. Unconditional love, I found myself in many situations, and I'm sure clients have as well, in different various situations where they felt unconditional love. But what I would suggest that people look at, our listeners take a look at, is when unconditional giving starts to become a dysfunctional giving situation. And some of the signs to look for and some of the questions to ask yourself is when you start giving of yourself, let's use an example or an analogy of, let's say that there is a relationship. Let's say it's a friendship. It's a platonic friendship. And there's definitely love between the two people. And the love is unconditional. This is a friend perhaps you've had for 20 years that you love, you know, again, platonic, but you still love that person, you care very much, and you know that no matter what they would do, they could commit a crime, so on and so forth, but the love would still be there. But if you look at the relationship and you start to evaluate it and you start to realize that you are constantly, for example, let's say that you're always loaning the person money and the person is not paying you back, and this pattern is a repetitive pattern, and they're constantly coming to you and needing something from you. They need money. They need a ride. They need, they call you in the middle of the night and they talk and talk for 2 hours. And it starts to become apparent to you that you are giving unconditionally, which means there's no good boundaries. And any relationship, regardless of whether we're looking at this kind of little pretend relationship here, but any relationship absolutely needs to have good boundaries, because that helps us stay healthy and in touch with reality. And it helps us to keep ourselves in balance and also the relationship. So something to look at is when we are giving unconditionally, and to me that means that we're not putting, I believe that, it, let me take a step back and say, I believe that it's good to give to other people. I think that's a wonderful attribute to be a giving and generous person without the expectation of something in return. So I'm not suggesting that every time we do something for someone, we should require or expect, you know, well, I borrowed them $10, so they should bring me flowers or send me a thank you card or do something. However, when the pattern becomes such that we are in a constant state of giving and we are not getting anything, or what we are getting in return is so low or so much less in comparison, then that relationship is out of balance and it's time to take a look and ask yourself, am I unconditionally giving? Am I giving without any expectations that are normal expectations, something rewarding for myself? Again, the friend, is the friend there for me when I have a need? If the answer is yes, you know, the friend is there, and the time my car broke down, my friend was there for me, he or she did this and this and this, then there's no problem there. Then it's a reciprocal relationship. But what we're talking about is when we find ourselves giving and giving and giving. And very often when I deal with clients, I find that unconditional giving starts out as a pattern, and generally it continues as a pattern, and it's based on the fear of losing that person's attention or their love, which should be unconditional if the situation is right or the relationship is one of a higher realm, a higher vibration. And so fear ends up motivating us to give of ourselves, our resources, whether it's our money or time, and enabling comes in too, especially when we're dealing with people that are not making good choices in their life or not making good choices for the relationship. So that's something to kind of ask yourself. If you even take a piece of paper and, you know, take it in half and on one side put what you have done, what you have given of your time, your energy, whether it's money, time that you spend, things that you've done, and then on the other side, what you've received in return. If there's you know, 100 things on your side and then this other person, there's only one or two, then that's a warning sign that perhaps you are unconditionally giving. And we cannot give someone, I don't feel that unconditional giving is going to change a relationship or a person to make them come closer into our lives, to change their habits, like, for example, an addict. Unconditional giving is not going to change an addict's behavior. That all has to come from within and has to be choices that they made. So unconditional giving, when we first look at that word or we first look at it, it can seem like it's not that big of a deal, but it actually is a gateway to a myriad of dysfunction and problems and situations. And I feel that if we continue with unconditional giving, we become more and more dysfunctional, and we are leading ourselves down a path, or we're destined with that person. And by destined, I don't mean necessarily destiny, but we are creating a pattern or a habit with that person that's going to be very difficult. It's a lot more difficult to stop patterns that have been in place for a length of time than it is to set up good boundaries at the very beginning of any relationship, again, regardless of whether it's friendship, it's with family, or it's romantic. So with that, Stars, Dragon, Spirit, what would you like to add to this unconditional giving situation?
Well, I think the analogy that you, the picture that you drawn is very good, and that kind of goes back to one of the statements I had made. It's important. Unconditional love is just a constant. Again, that's just us. It's human nature. Whether we act on it or not is a different story. Human beings, there is nobody that's completely flawless. There's not anybody, you know, who is every action that they do. It's a school of learning, so to speak. But point being is nobody's flawless. You're going to love that person regardless of what they do. Now, I'm not saying if they go out to the street and shoot somebody on purpose, not that at all. But everybody has their own way of doing things, their own way of thinking, and their own characteristics and stuff. And I believe when you love somebody unconditionally, you accept all of them, and that's just part of it. A lot of people have a difficult time with that and run away. And, you know, again, you'd have to look at yourself. But I totally agree insofar as the enabling. A person can give because it's their nature. You know, the neighbor down the hall needs to borrow your phone for a minute. Somebody you work with needs to borrow something and you just happen to have it. That's healthy, unconditional giving. But as you said, Stars Maya, if somebody's coming to you, say, on a daily basis and asks one thing of you and then the next day they're asking something else and it just keeps going, that truly is enabling. And a lot of people get caught into that cycle to where it's most of the time it's somebody that's used to being a caretaker and say, for instance, they no longer are with their husband, wife, or whomever, so they're projecting it out on somebody else. And it's a law of scarcity, as you said. Somebody might be afraid of losing their significant other. They may be afraid of losing a friendship if they don't do this and that. And that is something as individuals, I think, that we have to look at. But I don't think anybody could ever be put down for unconditional love or giving. It just means that you're accepting another human being just as they are. You're not going to try to change them. You're not going to put ifs, ands, buts, shoulds onto it. You're going to say, okay, I recognize you as a person. I love you and I care about you. And yes, I'm going to help you when I can. But when it gets to the point to where an individual has given and given and given and there's nothing coming back per se, it's not reciprocal energy. It's not a cycling of energy. And it keeps going. Then that individual, you know, is putting themselves at risk, I feel, because say you only have $50 for the week and you're helping and you're helping and you're helping, but then all of a sudden you get to the end of the week, you no longer have that. I don't think it's good for individuals to put themselves in a position to where it's putting them out of balance or putting them out of whack. And it's very easy to fall into that cycle of enabling, and most of the time we don't notice it when we're doing it because we just help. It's again, a fine line. Unconditional love, it doesn't matter, you know, what race, color, creed, religion, anything else. If you're going to care about somebody, you're going to care about somebody. You know, all of us have that in us, and there is nothing wrong with that. But if you are staying with someone out of the fear of losing or out of any type of doubt, that's something I think we owe to ourselves to look at, because we may be incurring things and having to go through things that we originally wouldn't have to go through. In unconditional giving, again, I think everybody has that in them, and it's great when you help other people and when you have the means to do so, but also don't set yourself up to the point where you're enabling somebody else and then all of a sudden, you know, you have your headspace taken up by, gosh, this person never gives back, this person hasn't done this or done that. Then you get into kind of a danger territory. Again, it's great when people do that, but it's not healthy, you know, when it's a detriment to you. And I think that's important to look at. I mean, by any means, I do not mean leave anybody out in the cold and don't help somebody because so-and-so down the street had a problem with them. I'm just saying look at it from a healthy standpoint. Make sure that, you know, you're not putting yourself into a position that you don't need to be in. And be aware, you know, of the people that you are doing this for and things. As I said, most people, the unconditional giving, they just do because that's them. It's kind of a habit. You just do. It's an automatic response. But, you know, don't put yourself in a position. Again, that word enabling keeps coming up and you know, the law of scarcity and everything. Just make sure that you're not doing it to a point to where it's running you into a ground and you're hoping that it's going to change, because then you're going off into other areas, you know, that you may not necessarily need to be in. So, Stars Maya, that's about all I have to say at this second.
Okay. Very well said. And I would like to add that as human beings, I feel that oftentimes we're driven to act on our emotions, and that is not always in our best interest. So we've talked about unconditional giving, and when we talk about it in general terms, I agree with Stars Dragon Spirit that to give unconditionally, which means there's no expectations of something being, you know, reciprocated, giving to the poor, giving to the needy, giving to a friend in need, those are of the light, and those are very good qualities, wonderful qualities to have. But when we're involved in a specific relationship, whether that's a family member or that's a friend or that's a romantic relationship, it really, if we, and again, this is my opinion and my guidance and insight that I'm sharing with you, I really feel that there has to be, to a point, more conditional giving. And when I talk about conditional giving, what I mean by that and how I would define that is that when we are in a relationship, so let's set aside the generalities of being a giver, because a lot of us are, and again, I think those are wonderful qualities, and it's great that we have people like that, because that's how animal shelters are developed, feeding the poor, all that. Those are all people that are willing to unconditionally give, or at least give to what their resources allow them to. But when we're talking about a specific relationship, really there does need to be conditional giving. And when I say conditional giving, I mean that in any relationship, there has to be boundaries and conditions and expectations to a point. because if we don't have that, then we're going to find ourselves in a situation where it's very lopsided, and we're constantly using our resources, or we're constantly allowing access. So the person that, let's say, again, we can look at the friend that it continually comes to us over and over again for their needs, and we unconditionally give. So we put ourselves last. Again, maybe that we have fear. We could have childhood problems. There could be karma involved. But that person never reciprocates in any way. That is definitely dysfunctional and unhealthy, I feel. So one thing I feel can be healthy for us is sometimes we do need to have conditional giving. And that doesn't mean, you know, I don't want to be literal and come across like I'm saying, well, I spent $20 on the Christmas gift and he or she only spent $10. Now, that's ridiculous to today get to that level. But if you are, again, if you find yourself feeling ill at ease or a little bit anxious, or your needs are constantly being overlooked or not met, there's quite a bit of disappointment and there's no expectations or boundaries, then your unconditional giving has gone into that gray area where it becomes enabling, and really, in reality, that does not bring that person closer to you. It does not fix that person, and we are looking then again at enabling. And there's many people out there, and I feel it's human nature. I mean, there's a lot of angels among us. Natalie is definitely, I would consider her an angel among us humans. There's very many people that have that angelic quality about them. But most of us as humans, we are going to take as much as we can. We are going to, you know, if something's free, we're going to take it. If we, you know, I've used this analogy many times before. If we come into work late a half an hour every day and our boss never says a word, we're not going to suddenly wake up one day and show up to work on time and think to ourselves, most of us aren't. I mean, obviously some of us are exceptions and we have a conscience. But so, again, think about the pattern. And sometimes we are a little bit fearful as humans to have expectations. And I find this to be true more so in romantic relationships where we have that fear and we get a little bit scared of asking for too much. So the best way to try to evaluate where you're at in a relationship is just to look at what you're giving, and that can just be time, energy, all those different things versus what you're receiving. And if the scales are really lopsided, and relationships are always in movement and shifting, so you're not going to be able to take one day out of the relationship or one specific event, like I said, Christmas, oh, I $20 and they spent $10. But if you look at the overall energy of the relationship and you find that there's been a little bit too much unconditional giving, then I do feel that you are cheating yourself a little bit, and therefore you're holding yourself back from your potential. And also in reality, I would say that you're not allowing that relationship to reach its potential, because you would be surprised that sometimes when we set some good boundaries for ourselves, people can often surprise us and step up to the plate, and we can often find that this person that has kind of taken advantage of us now is responding to the energy that, in this new energy that we're co-creating and we're presenting, and things can move into a much higher level and a much better direction, and we feel much better about ourselves. Because at some point when we are unconditionally giving, we're either going to take on the martyr syndrome or we're going to feel cheated. So with that, I am going to see what Dragon Spirit has to say, but that's pretty much it. So take a look at your life and your relationships, and unconditional love is a feeling, it's an emotion, but we don't necessarily have to act on that by unconditionally giving. We certainly can set some conditions and some expectations. If you look at other areas of life, work, home, the bank expects you to pay your mortgage payment, houses, everyone expects that, you know, you're not going to buy a mansion for $10. So in every other aspect of life, even if you're having a session with an expert, you expect a certain level of service, and the expert expects to be paid for that service. So take a look and weigh your, that relationship, and ask yourself if this is a pattern just with one specific person, or perhaps you're going to recognize that this is a pattern that is in you, and it's time to shift that pattern and change. You'll be a happier person, and you will find that you will be the person on the receiving end if you can empower yourself a little bit. So with that, those are my final thoughts on the subject, and I'll turn it over to Stars Dragon Spirit to see what her final thoughts or guidance might be for us.
Okay, Stars Maya. The point of acting on emotions, that was perfect, because all of us at some point or another are going to act on our emotions. It drives us. It brings that energy in. And sometimes, as you said, you know, it gets serious enough to where you need to look at the relationship or look at the issues that are happening and stuff. Giving, I believe, is a habit. Again, I just think people that are used to doing it are going to do it. But I also agree that at some point in time, if you see that it's getting out of hand and it's hurting you, it's definitely time to put some conditional things to that. It's not saying that you're being cold. It is not saying that you're not a caring person. It is saying that you are also being responsible to yourself and responsible for your life. And again, you know, you're going to give. It's just the way people are. You're going to give. And I agree with Stars Maya. There may be somebody, say they're having a rough patch for a month or a few weeks or whatever the case is, and you've helped this person unconditionally because you understand the situation that they're in. Well, who's to say that, you know, 3 or 4 months down the line they get on their feet and all of a sudden they bring it back to you. But yet when you're doing, you're not expecting anything in return. You know, you're not saying, well, I'm going to do this, and think in your mind, well, I want to see something come back. Once you let go of that energy, once you give somebody something and it's from your heart and it doesn't have the strings attached, I'm a firm believer, it will come back to you at some point in time. And the same with unconditional love. There may be somebody out there, you know, that's pushing a grocery cart on the street or something, and you happen to pass this person every single day when you're going to the work or going to store or whatever, but you have this type of bond with the person. You stood there and talked to them. You know, they're living on the street and they're pushing this grocery cart, and you've helped them, and you care about them. That's total unconditional giving and loving. Because you know that this person is probably not going to be able to give you anything monetarily, but you know that person is going to be in a state of gratitude to you because you were kind enough to see past all of those things and to care about them and to give to them. Again, I would just like to point out there is times, and there are times that I believe that there has to be a condition in it. And if it's out of balance, as I had said, and you see that you and your life is starting to suffer because of it, then definitely look within yourself. Ask yourself, why are you driving it to that point? Why do you feel that you have to do it to that extent? Because if it becomes harmful to you, then there's something out of balance that maybe you can notice and change it around. All of us are human, like I said, and yes, I believe in divine guidance and everything else, of course, but all of us, you know, at some point or another do something that we don't like that we did, or we didn't mean to do it that way, or whatever the case is. So, you know, people accept you the way you are. Try to accept other people the way they are. And bottom line is, you're going to love people, whether it's a family member or a friend or, like I said, somebody that you pass every day on the street. At some level, you're going to care about them, and there is nothing wrong with giving to them and everything else. It's just make sure that you're giving from a space that is not going to harm you, and giving from a space to where you're not expecting anything in return. And that's about all I have to say about it. I hope that with everything that is said, that maybe somebody heard something that they resonate with and possibly helps them with any situations that they're in. But that's my go on this topic for tonight.
Okay, well, thank you. Good points, definitely. And let's check with Natalie and see where we're at. I believe we had quite a few callers, so let's see.
We had probably three more, and they dropped. And it's either their phone or Blog Talk Radio, which sometimes they are notorious for doing. But I do want to thank you. I don't know how much of an angel I am. Maybe I do a lot, I guess, with nothing in expectations. I don't expect anything in return. I have all my readers, probably 150 of them right now, that they can come to me for anything and within reason, and I'm there. And I don't say, oh, okay, I did this for you. What are you going to do for me? So Judy Noah typed in the chat room, and she says, we all agree on that. Your advisors see you as an angel. Well, I thank you. I just am what I am, right? So without that, we're going to go to some callers, and I have a caller that has just called in. Please hang in there. I will get to you. Stars Maya, I'm going to connect you with the first one. Her name is Donna. And here we go. Donna, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Stars Maya. I met a fellow named Richard in a class of mine that I take once a week for 6 weeks, and we exchanged smiles and all, and then I was able to call him the day that I wasn't there. My girlfriend got his number, and he wanted that place, temporary place, while he commuted 2 hours to look for a house to buy and all, and so we talked on the phone, and he really opened up to me about everything, you know, which was nice, but I didn't engage him too much in the conversation. I just listened, and then I sent him an email, but I wanted to know if you see this going somewhere. What's your take on it?
Okay, Donna. So you met this guy in class, and you got his number, and now has he responded to this last email?
No, but it's only, I sent it Saturday.
Okay. You know, what I feel with Richard is I feel that he's in a very transitional period right now. And with him opening up, to be honest with you, excuse me, it's interesting that we have this subject and topic, because I feel that he really needed. And you have that energy about you. You have a softness, an understanding. You actually have some gifts. Are you aware of your gifts? And I know we have to keep this brief because we have other callers.
I'm very sensitive, and I'm an excellent listener. I know that.
Yes. And, to be honest with you, I feel that Richard has a lot going on in his life. And I'm not seeing that this is going to go anywhere. And my guides are actually, which they share this with me sometimes, they're telling me that you're probably better off simply because you are such an empathic person, and Richard has a lot to get through yet, and it would be very easy if a relationship were to start. It could very easily turn into something that is not healthy just like we talked about, where there would be a lot of unconditional giving, a lot of giving on your part without you getting a lot in return. He feels very needy to me, and so I think that there could be a chance down the road. I do see that that's a possibility, but honestly, right now, I just don't see it happening, and I really feel this is the best for you because I don't feel like it would be a healthy situation. I don't feel it would be a healthy relationship. He really needs to get himself together, and I don't think that he's at the level that you're at. And I do feel you're going to meet someone, though. So there's a lot of positives out there waiting for you. And you may hear back. I do feel that you will. But my guides are just saying, you know, and, of course, it's your life and you have it's your choice to make. But they're just giving a little bit of a warning, and they're just saying that, you know, when he does respond, that you may want to consider and really evaluate if he initiates anything, because there is a potential for him to initiate something, but you may want to really evaluate what's in this for you and if this is something that you really want to get involved with, because it's just not looking really good and healthy for me. So I hope that helps you, Donna.
Yeah.
And I sure wish you the good. I wish you the best, and be sure to visit us on Star Psychics at Stars with a Z. God bless you, and I appreciate your call.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. Come back and see us. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Okay, here. Now, let's see. We've got another caller for Stars, Dragon, Spirit, and this is Anne, Stars, Dragon, Spirit. Hi, Anne. You're live on the air with Stars, Dragon, Spirit. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Hello, Stars, Dragon, Spirit. I have a question someone from my past communicates with me for the last 2 months. I would like to ask if it will turn into a relationship or it will be just a distant friendship.
Okay, again, Anne, you said this is somebody from your past?
And communicates with me since February, and I was wondering if it will turn into a relationship or it will be just a distant friendship, like email, phone, friendship, nothing else.
Okay, no, the reason I asked to clarify that, if it was somebody from your past, because there's a very strong pull between the two of you. It's like there's already been a relationship, a romantic relationship.
It is, yeah, we had a relationship. It's true,
so
we had a relationship in the past.
Okay, so it was a romantic, not just friendship.
We had a romantic relationship in the past,
okay.
And then we broke up. Uh-huh.
Okay, because I see that still very much in place. As a matter of fact, it's a pretty sturdy, pretty solid plateau. The time that has been separated, I think that you both needed, because you've done a lot of growing since the two of you were together before. And it feels like he has changed some of the ways that his thought processes take place. Does that make sense? The way he thinks.
Probably, I don't know, maybe because we didn't have face-to-face, he didn't ask me out, and
okay.
It's just brief communication in the email, nothing else.
He's changed his thought processes. It's like, for lack of a better way of putting it, he's grown up.
Yeah.
So the way that he looks at things, the way he conducts himself and so forth has changed. It's not like it was before. But the feelings that you have, those feelings still run very, very deep. And I, like I said, I'm not sure exactly outside of it being a romantic relationship how strong it was then. I just see what it is for now. I think you're definitely going to hear from him again. And I also see that at some point in time, when you guys do meet, I think it's going to end up being a relationship that is going to be, I'm not going to say real long term, but it's going to be a significant step for both of you. I don't think it's going to die off. I don't feel that it's going to die off, and I don't see the energy dying off. Again, more so I think it's, from what I'm seeing, it's just turned around. It's changed. It's kind of like the way you two were before is not the way you two would be in this next meeting. It will be different.
He knows that I want long term, and that's why we broke off last time, because it was an issue he couldn't offer me long term, that's why we broke off. But he communicates now, actually every week probably sends me emails and talks about things not related to us, just other things, politics, weather, but nothing else.
Okay, well, like I said, he did grow up. He's changed. in his mind, he has changed. In the way he conducts himself has changed. So just keep talking and so forth and so on. But I do see somewhere coming down the line that, that you two of you are going to end up coming back together. I don't see for how long. I just see the meeting coming back together. So, you know, give him a chance, stay in touch, chat about things, and let him bring up insofar as possibly dating or seeing each other again and so forth, because I have a strong sense that he is going to get to that point.
So, do you know how soon it will be?
How soon it'll be? It's going to be within, from what I'm seeing, anywhere between 4 and 5 months. And that's with you two talking. That's with you two, you know, keep growing the relationship. Not pushing it, but growing the relationship. So at that point in time, you're going to see him sooner than that. But, I mean, the plateau that you're going to reach as possible couple right now will be in that time frame.
Okay, very good. And what is your name again?
Stars Dragon Spirit.
Dragon Spirit. Okay. Thank you so
yes,
much. You've been very
for,
accurate. I appreciate this.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you,
okay.
Anne. Come back and see
bye-bye.
Us and do visit us sure. at the site. I have a wide variety of experts, just like Stars Maya and Stars Dragon Spirit. Okay, we're going to take our next caller here. Stars Maya, let me connect you with, her name is Lisa. Okay, Lisa, you're
hello.
Live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask your call, your question, ask your call, ask your question. Oh, yes, ask the call, too.
Yes, hi. I met someone recently, and I wanted to know, you know, where you see it going.
Okay, Lisa, and what is the person's first name?
His name's Dan.
Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, and was there... Okay, you said you met him recently, but was there some type of, that you knew about him, or was there, prior to this recently, was there any connection, somebody mentioned him to you, you knew about him or something? Because I keep being shown something from the past. Very interesting how this is being shown to me. It's a little confusing, actually, so that's why I'm kind of asking you.
I never knew him before. I just met him in January.
Okay. Well, maybe it was something where you two grew up in the same area. There's some commonality there that I feel from the past. I guess it would be possible it could be a past life, but it seems to me it feels like it's this life. I do feel like this has a lot of potential, actually. He may move slow. It's possible that this may not go the way that you imagine or that you are expecting. So my
yeah,
guys
right.
are okay.
That's what's
my guys
now.
Are
yeah.
Okay. And what my guys are suggesting that you do is that you just kind of let go of a lot of expectations of what you think he should or shouldn't be doing, and
yeah.
that doesn't mean that you. You know, that you don't have good boundaries. It just means that you right now is a very important time for you to go with the flow and be patient. And they also are saying don't initiate things. Just allow him to initiate it. It's one of those situations where he's a little bit cautious and he's kind of up coming up on this hill. And when if you're patient, and you just let this flow, and you just kind of have the energy of, you know, I'm open to this. I'm going to just see where this goes. Don't put your whole life into it. Don't start planning a wedding. But at the
yeah,
same
of course.
Time, stay, yeah, okay. Stay really open, Lisa, because it feels like there is some potential here. It's going to probably take a while, and you should always be open to any other opportunities that may present themselves as well. Because regardless, when something is going to be destiny versus free will, in other words, if it's destiny or fate for you and Dan to be together as life partners, you could date someone or still network or go out and be living your life, and it's still going to happen. So that's
exactly.
what I'm feeling. I'm sorry.
I said, no, I agree with you.
Okay, good. But I feel there's just a connection there, and I feel that is going to I feel that connection is going to become the focal point, and it's going to overcome some of this, you know, not being in touch or not kind of fitting what you feel is the norm. And I also feel like there's some influences around you that they're kind of dog in the sky, and I think you need to ignore them.
Yeah, I do ignore them, actually.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Be quiet, right?
Well, it's my fault because I've complained to them about him, and then they view him in a negative way, which is my fault, but I felt like I needed somebody to talk to about Doug. He's put me through, in the last 3 months, a lot of emotional pain. And, you know, he'll say things and do things that are very inconsiderate. And I do set the boundaries. I set boundaries yesterday with him and told him I didn't care for something that someone said. And, you know, it's a real struggle with him, you know.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes we can go through some struggles. But if you remain true to yourself, and it sounds to me, to be honest, Lisa, you could really benefit from an in-depth reading on STARS and at STARS Psychics with a Z on this, so that someone can talk with you, spend more time, and get more detailed with you and empower you a little bit more on how to maneuver and navigate through this relationship so that the potential stays there but that you're not compromising yourself. And I feel like there's something about him from the past that you went to attended the same school. There's something there. I know that it's probably not important, but
we lived in the same city when we were children, but
okay.
We didn't actually know each other. Like, he went to a different school than me.
But, okay. Thank you, because it drives me absolutely
insane.
Oh,
no, I wanted to tell you earlier, but I didn't want you to get interrupted. Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Lisa. And it was a pleasure to speak with you. I wish you the best. God bless you, and thank you so much for your call this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Come back and see us, and do go to Stars Psychic, Stars with a Z.com, and get an in-depth reading, and have a great evening. Okay, we're going to move on here. We have other callers, if you can believe this. Okay, I have Kay on the line right now. I'm going to connect Kay with Stars Dragon Spirit.
Hi.
Kay, you're live on the air with Stars Dragon Spirit. Go ahead and ask her your question. And excuse my bird. That's my bird. African gray.
Sorry?
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I actually just had a question about a friend who I feel really confused about, and something just happened, you know, within the last 24 hours between us, and the first time we met was 7 months ago, and we just reconnected yesterday, and yeah, anything you pick up on it?
Okay, so 7 months ago, there was the separation, and you just got back in touch?
Yeah.
Okay. Before was not a romantic relationship.
No.
Okay.
Definitely wasn't.
Okay.
We were just...
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, because I'm not seeing the romantic end of it. This person, for some reason, and please don't take this the wrong way, I keep picking up like... how would I put it? Like a game, smiling, laughing, all of this. I'm not feeling or seeing that it is a romantic relationship that's going to gel, so to speak. I think this is going to be something more to where you two get to know each other a little bit better in different ways, and it becomes close-knit. But to be really honest, right now, I'm not picking up on a romantic end of it. So if you had a shocker last night or that soon, again, the type of energy that I am seeing is like giddy, smiling and laughing and everything. but I'm not seeing a real solid, you know, ring on your finger type situation.
Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't expect it to be anything solid. I mean, just some, like, lighthearted, you know, fun,
that's,
fun and games sort of a thing.
Yes, that's why I mean that I keep seeing the smiling and giggling and things like that. It'll be a type of relationship where it's a strong friendship, you know, you have a great time together, you might go out to dinner, go out dancing or something, and it's going to remain so. It's kind of like your best friend, that type of energy that can come out of it. But, again, I don't see the romantic end of it, but it's still very much a nice relationship. So, you know, if it continues, just go with the flow. Just go with it because I think you're going to enjoy yourself. I see a lot of laughing. I see a lot of giggling. So I really think you're going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah. So was it, I don't really know. Was there like mixed signals or was he trying? I don't even know.
He's just making a statement. Put it that way. It's just making a statement. And just go with it in a flow. In other words, you know, if you're interested in this person and you like how you feel around this person, then definitely by all means continue the getting to know each other better. Enjoy each other's company. Do things together. And see where it takes you. I don't see any type of danger or anything coming out of this. And really, I think there's more of a mixed feeling on your end than the other end.
I genuinely like him, like, as a friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get along great.
Try not to make it real analytical. Don't stay in your head with this one. This is more about the heart than it is the head, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for coming. And, you know, as usual, I always say go to starswithaZpsychics.com, and you'll find all the experts that I have there. And thank you so much for coming, and have a great evening. Okay, we've got our last call here, and it is Stacy for you, Stars Maya. Okay.
Hello.
Okay,
hello.
Let me connect her. Okay, Stacy, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask your call. Ask your question. Gosh, I'm with this. Ask your call business. What is that?
Oh, man.
I'm just forget me. Go ahead, Stacy. It's all your
person. I'm looking for an apartment. I'm looking to move, actually. Do you see me finding an apartment by the end of April or somewhere in the middle of April?
I do, Stacy, I do. This is a really good move for you, and I'm shown this as kind of a catalyst. It's been something that you wanted and needed to do, and it's kind of like a fireworks show is what I'm being shown, and it's going to set into motion a lot of positive changes. I don't even think you are really even aware of how many changes this is going to bring about positive in your life.
I know.
I love when I see these kind of signs and everything is so positive. It's such a joy to be able to share positive good news.
Yes.
Now, the only thing that my guides are saying, picky girl.
I used to be.
Well, they're just saying that you might have to, they do feel that it's realistic and you are going to find a new home by the end of April, but you can take it or leave it, but what they're suggesting is that you make a little bit of a list, and they're saying put down like one or two things that absolutely you know that it has to have, and then write down a couple things that you'd like, but you'd be willing to sacrifice. Because what I'm being shown is that this move is very, like I said, this is a catalyst for you. This is very needed, and this is going to set off a chain of events and a lot of positive energy. It's going to manifest a lot of good things in your life. But whenever we make a forward step in our life and we make a positive change, We always have to be willing kind of to pay our dues or to make a sacrifice. So they're just asking that maybe you negotiate a little bit with yourself. If you're willing to negotiate a little bit with some of the, I'm just going to use this as an example, so don't take this literal. But for example, you might say, okay, it's got to be in this neighborhood and it's got to be this big, but if it doesn't have a dishwasher, I'm not going to let that be the deal breaker for me. That's
okay.
The kind of information. Does that make sense?
That makes definitely sense. Yes, ma'am. That's fine with me. I can negotiate with myself.
Okay. They say if you can negotiate with yourself, that negotiation, that little bit of sacrifice, don't let yourself go into the energy of, oh, man, it doesn't have this or it doesn't have that. You need to really focus on this move, this home. This is the start. Like I say, my guides are giving me a fireworks show, and that's a symbol for lots of opportunity and the opening of so many new things and so much potential for you and freedom. It also stands for freedom. So you're going to have freedom of spiritual and emotional self. I could go on and on, but I guess you'll have to come for a reading for me to do that.
Okay.
Well,
that sounds fine.
you've got great energy, Stacy.
Thank you.
A long way.
Oh,
and,
yes, I have.
And really, namaste. I honor your spirit. I really do.
Thank you.
For all that you've come through. You're a survivor. And you're what makes my job worthwhile when I get to share a little piece of the journey. So, yeah, be sure to visit us. I do appreciate your call. God bless you. And
okay.
Good luck with the move. It's going to be so wonderful for you. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much. And what is your website?
It's Stars Psychics, and that's Stars with a Z.
Oh, okay.
So it's www.stars.com. And Natalie can step in, and she's the pro. She'll tell you how to get to our site.
Okay,
oh,
Natalie.
I'm good at doing that.
I am. It's just go to my resident bird. It's STARZ. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then the word psychics with an S. .com.
Okay.
You can go there. You create an account. The list, all the prices are there. All of my readers are there. I have a lot of them. Stars Maya will be there tonight. Stars Dragon Spirit will be there tonight. And this is for everybody listening in. And I do want to thank those in the chat room. Stars Judy Noah. Stars Red Hawk was in. And Stars Psychic Priestess Candy tuned in via her cell phone, so she's listening right now. Hi, Candy. Anyway, usually she's in the web room, but she's got her laptop in repair. So next week she will be back at the helm, sitting there doing her thing. And I want to thank the two of you, Stars Maya, Stars Dragon Spirit. Again, a wonderful topic. Talk about honored energy. I am honored to have all of you. I'm not really an angel. I'm just me. I'm just Natalie, and I love what I do, and I think everybody knows it. So. Everybody have a good evening. Thank you, all my stars, for coming. And I love you guys an awful lot.
Love you, too.
We love you back. And goodbye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.
Bye-bye.
Night.
That's a wrap.